Well, we're going to end in lovely Carlingford in Louth, because when archaeologists dig into Ireland's culinary past 4,000 years ago, one perhaps unexpected find is oyster shells, showing us that Irish people have enjoyed a good oyster for a very, very long time. These days, most of the oysters are actually exported to countries like France, Spain, the Netherlands, even as far as China. They are undoubtedly an expensive and luxury delicacy, not one for those on a budget, but there could be perhaps a little bit of a bigger market for them here in Ireland. And one woman trying to make that happen is Kerry-born chef Sarah Brown. Suzanne Campbell met her in Carlingford in Louth. But before meeting Sarah, Suzanne chatted to oyster farmer Mary Louise Fessett.
Well, these oysters are for sale for next week and they're running through our purification system. It's fresh seawater and it's pumped in and it goes through the pipes, through the UV lights. The cycle just continues running over the weekend and then those oysters will go out on Monday for sale.
I'm visiting Mary Louise Fessett of Carlingford Oysters. Her husband's family have been farming oysters here since the 1960s, with most of what they produce exported to markets throughout Europe and Asia.
So we have the Mourns here and further down you have Newrytown. Mm-hmm. So that'll be way down the bottom there. We have Warren Point, Ross Trevor, Greencastle, and then over here on your left you've got Carlingford, O'Meath, and you've got the Cooley Mountains over here as well.
So it's a beautiful place to live and work. When did you start oyster farming?
Well, I met my husband 35 years ago and after 2 years I left my job and started oyster farming. I used to work in mortgages and life insurance and I can still remember my first tide. I can remember going out and it was summer and it was lovely and I thought, oh, this is wonderful, you know.
On the beach.
I'm with the man I love and it just, the sun was shining, it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I remember halfway through sitting on the trestle and started crying going, what have I done? I've left my job. What am I doing? What have I done? You know, because it's the work on, literally on the oyster farm. When you go out onto the farm, it's very labour intensive, you know.
It really is,
you know.
So what is that labour?
It's picking up the bags, turning the bags, tying the bags down, you know, taking trestles down, rubbering up trestles. Plus, as well as that, you're working with the tide and the tide is your master.
Okay.
You know, when the tide comes in, you have to get off the beach.
So the oysters grow from seed in these bags. You call them in the business bags, but they're like a big metal frame, aren't they?
Yes.
And they're just tied to the trestle and the oyster just works away in the bag growing.
That's right, yeah. So the oysters feed naturally off the plankton in the water. From seed to sale, it takes 3 years for the oyster to grow.
Are you seeing customers or through restaurants and are you seeing people get more into oysters?
Definitely younger people. They're more adventurous with their food. Trying a lot more shellfish. We've seen our Irish market increase and the fact that oysters are grown naturally off the plankton in the water, there's no additives or anything put in, they are seeing that this is really healthy. And Sarah will tell you herself when you're chatting to her all the vitamins and minerals that you can get from your oysters.
You're trying to wiggle your knife in there. I hold the knife in kind of a specific way, so I hold it.
The Sarah in question is chef and oyster sommelier, Sarah Brown, who is joining us to take me through how to shuck and taste an oyster properly.
The side opening is easier for a lot of people, especially when you're learning in the beginning, because you start to understand where the muscles are and stuff like that.
You're going right in where the muscle is, you know.
Shucking is a craft in itself, where the flesh inside the top shell of the oyster is as important as the main meaty centre.
So you leave this little rooty thing here. What is that?
No, you want that muscle.
You want to take that?
Yeah, the whole lot comes with it because that muscle is where you're going to get the sweetness.
Sarah holds workshops and tastings on Irish oysters from different parts of the coast. So with this oyster here from Carlingford, grown by Marion Keane, what should I be looking for in the taste?
So Carlingford, I suppose, because of, as Mary was describing, you're surrounded by the Cooley Mountains and then also the Mourne Mountains, you've quite a lot of mineral content influencing the bay. So they tend to have a more mineral-forward taste. I describe it as mid to high salinity. So in that range, you get a really complex kind of umami flavour coming through, which tends to be a really savoury, mushroomy taste. They're really distinctive in that.
Really?
I remember having one here one time and I was driving back to Dublin afterwards and the whole way down the motorway I was like, what is that flavour? And it just lingers and lingers.
What is that mushroom umami tasting? Where's that coming from in the environment?
I'm not sure exactly, but it's coming from something in the phytoplankton, I'd imagine, that they're feeding on. But it's 100% unique. Like when you eat a Carlingford oyster, you're literally eating a little piece of the bay here. So everything about the bay transfers into the oyster over its 3 years of growing here. And you get to experience that when someone opens one for you and you taste it properly, you know, which is incredible.
So after first sipping the salt water from the shell to get used to the salinity, I taste the oyster meat, chewing it at least 3 times to release the flavours.
I love the oysters.
A little bit nutty.
Very nutty. I get exactly what you're saying, actually. Really fleshy.
Yeah, super meaty.
So you, of course, with this knowledge, you're an oyster sommelier. Tell us how that came about.
So I suppose, first of all, I didn't know anything about oysters until a couple of years ago. I was working as a chef and became a Tasty Atlantic Young Chef Ambassador with BIM. And through that, kind of discovered oyster farming. And I was really interested in sustainability and food and learned that aquaculture was a huge part of that. Or should be. And then discovered the Oyster Master Guild, which is an international organization that's kind of formalizing oyster service and trying to elevate it across the world. So I took some of their training programs. I'm still actively training with them, but I'm at the moment a level 2 certified oyster specialist.
Wow. So a little bit like a wine sommelier, which we very much accept is, you know, there's different levels of exams and qualifications and eminence, and you're able to talk about the terroir, the place where the wine is produced. So you're bringing those principles over to oysters.
Yeah. So I think it's something that's actually really easily transferable for an oyster, because it really is a reflection of the place that it was grown. And as you taste it, you can kind of physically experience through all of your senses that place.
And you're from a farming background, isn't that right?
Yeah. So I grew up on a dairy farm in North Kerry and really, really knew nothing about the sea or even though we're probably 20 minutes away from the sea in North Kerry. Like many people in Ireland, I think seafood, which is of the best quality in the world, just wasn't part of our lives at all, you know. So it's been an incredible kind of experience for me to be able to go around the country and meet people that are working by the tides, literally, and kind of learn about their food production.
There recently, my husband was doing, was up at the Bloom Festival, and a lot of people had tried their first oyster. And my kids were actually opening the oysters as well. And they were chewing the oysters and they were like, oh my God, that was an experience I wasn't expecting to get. That was all the different flavours, you know, the taste of the sea. People were going, oh, I'm definitely going to buy these oysters, or I'm going to try them the next time I see them out. Whereas before they would be like, oh, oysters, I don't know, you know, and I'll go with the fish and chips or a bowl of mussels or whatever. But yeah, definitely people are trying oysters a lot more, which I think is good for the Irish market, because we're not the only oyster farm in Ireland. There's oyster farms all around the coast of Ireland. As Sarah said, the oysters are different and will taste different from every bay.
Oh, it makes you want to jump into the sea. Sarah Brown's oyster stall is usually found in Dublin in Dún Laoghaire each Sunday, where she's even been known, apparently, to serve oyster ice cream. Well, that's it for this week. Next up, Sinead Mooney with Playback. Until we speak next Saturday, have a great week.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.